Are there any messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
The Senate has passed the following and is transmitted herewith for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 17. Can you hear me? Am I coming through? By the Finance Committee. An act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $26,560,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of constructing and equipping Pioneers Homes and Centers for the Elderly and providing for an effective date.
Refer to Health, Education, Social Services, State Affairs, Finance.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications?
There's a communication from Representative Cooper submitting his resignation from the Budget and Audit Committee and an opinion on the legal issue of remaining on the Steering Council. This letter has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
The Committee on Finance, I have no standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
House representatives. We're under reports of standing committees.
The Committee on, excuse me.
Have further standing committee reports.
The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 717, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the University of Alaska fiscal year 78 operating expenses under consideration. Five of the members recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 717 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Rode, Buchholz, Duncan, and Cooper. Mr. Meekin signed, do pass without enthusiasm. Mr. Haugen has no recommendation. House Bill 717 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions and citations.
House Concurrent Resolution 99 by Lathine, directing the Legislative Council to conduct an analysis of the cost and feasibility of rotating legislative meeting places.
Referred to State Affairs and Finance.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 100 by Urien, Eliason, Hayes, Haugen, Akers, Byrne, Bennett, Carpenter, Chatterton, Dankworth, Kelly, Lathine, Loveseth, Phillips, and Rode. Adjourning the legislature for the period April 15 to April 19, 1978.
State Affairs and Finance.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of bills.
House Bill 750 by all members of the legislature, of the House of Representatives. An act making a special appropriation to the University of Alaska Geophysical Institute for implementation of the Landsat Quick Look System and providing for an effective date.
Refer to the Special Committee on Telecommunications and Finance.
House Bill 751 by NACAC. An act establishing an Iditarod Trail Race Lottery and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 752 by Greening. An act relating to the granting of athletic leave.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 753 by Lathine and Rudd. An act relating to birth registration of foreign-born children.
Is Representative Schaefer a co-sponsor on that?
I don't have him down.
Bill be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 754 by Lathine and Carpenter. An act relating to sessions of the legislature and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 755 by Schaefer and Anderson. An act relating to the issuance of motor vehicle operators' licenses.
Judiciary.
House Bill 756 by Duncan. An act relating to the identification of Alaska arts and handicrafts.
Commerce.
House Bill 757 by Duncan and Meekins. An act relating to the organization of certain executive commissions.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 758 by Eliason. An act relating to the registration and titling of watercraft.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 759 by Rode by request. An act relating to school bus drivers' permits.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Judiciary.
House Bill 760 by Phillips. An act relating to the registration tax on motor vehicles.
Finance.
House Bill 761 by Parr. An act relating to the transportation of pupils.
Health, Education, and Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 762 by Urien, Eliason, Hayes, Haugen, Akers, Byrne, Bennett, Carpenter, Chatterton, Dankworth, Kelly, Lethine, Loveseth, Phillips, and Rode.
An act making a special appropriation to the Legislative Affairs Agency for legislative travel and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 763 by Osterbach, an act relating to commercial fishing and agriculture.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 764 by Duncan and Miller, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for construction of campground accommodations on the Skagway Carcross Highway and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 765 by Guy and Malone, an act making a special appropriation to the city of Tuxuk Bay for health facilities and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 766 by Eliason, an act authorizing home rule and general law municipalities to exempt contractors from certain bond requirements in the construction or repair of public works projects.
Labor and Management and Community and Regional Affairs.
House Bill 767 by Meekins, an act relating to compensation for violent crimes.
Judiciary, Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, may we be at ease?
House, please stand at ease. Please come back to order. We're down to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on the calendar?
House Bill number 577 by Bradley and Greening, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for costs of broadcasting the Arctic Winter Games and providing for an effective date. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 577 under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, McKinnon, Miles, Nackack, and Lethine. Mr. Kelly has no recommendation. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 577 under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 577 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Greening, Duncan, Buchholz, Meekin, Schaefer, Guy, Haugen, Rode, Freeman, and Cooper. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Clerk, of any amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 577 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. The clerk, please read House Bill 577 in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 577 by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education for costs of broadcasting the Arctic Winter Games and providing for an effective date.
Representative Bradley.
Summer
Representative Farr.
Mr. Speaker, I would like a little information. The explanation on the fiscal note, if I understand it correctly, simply implies these tapes are going to be, I suppose their videotapes will simply be air freighted over and then they'll be shown. Yet the fiscal note calls for $2,000 for personal services and some more money for travel. I just don't quite understand exactly what's happening. I appreciate some explanation.
Representative Greening.
Mr. Speaker, the personal services and travel relate to bringing the crews on site to produce the videotapes, and the travel brings the member of the crews to Hay River in the Northwest Territories. The travel was reduced, taking out the portion that was to bring the press corps there. That may be handled in another bill, but essentially it's to bring the people that are doing the taping. I might add that the these winter games involve athletes from all over the state, and it seems appropriate that in the 82 communities that that may be sending athletes, at least some of them will be sending them, they'll be able to see their hometown boys performing, and usually they do pretty well.
Is there further discussion? You ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 577 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, 3 Nays, 2 Excused.
And so House Bill 577 has passed the House. Bill does carry an effective date clause. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on a committee substitute for House Bill 577 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 96 by Rudd, relating to designating February 12th through the 18th, 1978, as Black History Week. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Concurrent Resolution 96 under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Nackack, Kelly, Dankworth, Lathine, Miles, and McKinnon. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that this resolution be sponsored by all members of the House.
Is there objection to the motion?
Objection.
Representative Schaefer.
Mr. Speaker, I don't have any objection to the resolution per se. The only thing that I might have problems with is the connotation of the word black, and I'm not trying to read between the lines, but if we could have a brief at ease for a moment, Mr. Speaker, I'd propose an amendment.
House, please stand at ease. Before the at ease, we had a motion pending to have all members shown as co-sponsors. Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, I will withdraw my motion.
Hearing no objection, motion is withdrawn. Question before the House is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 96 pass the House? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? House, the ayes have it. House Concurrent Resolution 96 has passed the House. Records show that the resolution was adopted unanimously. brings us to the end of today's calendar and down to unfinished business. One item I'd like to take care of under unfinished business right now, there is a vacancy with the resignation of Representative Steve Cooper on the Budget and Audit Committee. To fill that vacancy, this time I'm appointing Representative Oral Freeman to the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, a number of members have inquired what our final decision was relative to taking a long weekend this weekend and also Washington weekend. The Senate apparently is definitely going to take this Monday off and the Washington's birthday Monday as well. So therefore, the decision has been that that we will just do the same thing they're doing. It's unclear right now whether they plan to come back Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Or at 2 p.m. It's frequently very convenient to come back at 2 p.m. That way people can spend the entire Monday with their families at home. But we'll have to make that announcement later when we find out what they've got in mind. But in any case, the members can plan on Mondays for both those days.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, what effect, if any, does this have on the deadline for introducing bills, personal bills?
Representative Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I'm sorry. I meant to deal with that very subject. 2 years ago, at least, and previous to that, too, I'm sure, we set the precedent that since the 35th day fell on a Sunday, the first available day that the House actually met for business would be the last day that bills could be turned in. This means, then, that you will have until Tuesday when we convene to turn in personal bills. This is a matter of expediting things. I would urge that if you have them already, you don't wait till that deadline. But nevertheless, as far as the availability of introducing them, you will be able to introduce them on Tuesday, because that'll be the first day of official business after the deadline date set forth in rules.
The further unfinished business to come before the House at this time. Special orders. Are there any special orders? Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like the privilege of the floor to talk about legislative procedure.
Hearing no objection, you have the floor, Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, today my esteemed and brilliant colleague from Kodiak, I think, set something of a record, and I'd like the senior members of the House to let me know whether it is. I've already inquired of several and of several former House members, and they can't remember this having happened before. Commonly, resolutions end up being sponsored by all members of the House or 40 sponsors, but this apparently is the first time I've found so far, and I haven't had a chance to ask Mr. Haugen yet, whether there's been a bill introduced by 40 members. Now, I know that traditionally I am, as the first chairman of the first committee referral, honor-bound to kill the bill. But I'm going to reconsider that, and I may bring the bill up after all, even though it has 40 sponsors. I do remember one bill that had 38 sponsors that failed the first time it was on the calendar 3 years ago, and it had to be revived in reconsideration. I hope this bill doesn't have that kind of problem.
Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like the privilege of the floor to talk briefly about a couple of pieces of legislation.
Without objection, you have the floor, Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, today all the members of the House minority introduced two pieces of legislation, namely House Bill 762 and House Concurrent Resolution 100. And these pieces of legislation, Mr. Speaker, are in recognition of the fact that we think that one of the biggest, greatest issues facing the state today is the D2 lands issue. House Bill 762 is a special appropriation, the amount of $31,500 that would pay the airfare for 60 legislators' round-trip ticket between Juneau and Washington, D.C. I think all of us as legislators, Mr. Speaker, understand and recognize the effect that a personal confrontation has with your representative or senator on a particular issue, and we feel that if all of us were to venture to Washington, D.C., it would certainly have a historic effect and call national attention to what we consider the major issue facing our state today. Now, Mr. Speaker, I noticed in yesterday's Empire, there was a story by on Mr. Udall, who's the author of a particular piece of legislation that I think a majority of us oppose. And he says, I quote, "I was surprised to find out that the Chamber of Commerce in Anchorage and the business groups didn't speak for the whole state." He was surprised. Mr. Speaker, that comment makes as much sense as me saying that on a recent trip to Arizona, I was surprised to find many people who didn't vote for Mr. Udall. I think Mr. Udall must understand that even in Alaska, we operate by the theory that the majority rules. That's why Mr. Udall is where he is today, and I think it's clear that the majority of the people in the state of Alaska oppose his view on the D2 lands issue. And it's true, we don't have a state position, but I think the polls show that the majority of people oppose it, and I think the members of this body and the one down the hall are capable of delivering that message in Washington, D.C. I know our views certainly range in this body from the gentleman who sits on my right, he's on my left politically, but on my right physically, to those maybe the views that I have on the D2 lands issue. But I think that we can present some sort of a unified effort by going to Washington, D.C. and talking to on the issue. Also, the other House concurrent resolution which we introduced today is to comply with the Rule 51 of our uniform rules, which says if the legislature adjourns for more than 3 consecutive days, a concurrent resolution must pass both houses. And this resolution asks us to adjourn from a period of April 15th through April 19th, which is 5 days. There's really no significance in those dates other than April 18th is the 103rd anniversary of Paul Revere's famous ride. I suppose we could say the Alaskans are coming. But it would give us some time between hopeful passage of these pieces of legislation to plan our assault on Washington. And I hope this was introduced by all the Republicans, Mr. Speaker, but I'd like the clerk to keep those pieces of legislation on her desk for about a half hour, and hopefully members of the majority party will join us. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Lathine.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to invite members, all members of the House, to become co-sponsors on a bill that I introduced this morning. It's in reference to foreign-born children that now do not receive birth certificates in the state of Alaska when they're naturalized. And what this bill will do is provide for birth certificates for those children when they're naturalized in the state of Alaska, that they can have a birth certificate from the state. Thank you.
Representative Miles.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I'd like the privilege of the floor to comment on the minority leader's remarks, please.
Without objection, you have the floor, Representative Miles.
And just a point of clarification, Mr. Speaker, is the bill that the minority introduced this morning requesting a $31,000 appropriation to send us all back to Washington, is that the official minority's response to Congressman Young's request for $10 million on the D2 issue?
Representative Urien.
That's a step in the right direction, Mr. Speaker. There, you know, there. You could say that maybe you don't want to spend any money, or maybe we would be criticized for spending money. But I think $31,000, and you take the 3 days of time that would normally be dealt with legislative business on this floor, which would be take per diem of 60 people for 3 days. That's another $9,000, so a total of $40,500 is a pretty small percentage to spend on what the total expense of the legislature. And 3 days is a very small percentage of time to devote to a weighty issue. I don't think it is in response to, partial response to Congressman Young's request that we do some campaigning, and it's certainly a lot smaller than what he asked for, but it certainly puts our foot in the door.
Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, question to the chair, to the minority leader. I wonder if the minority had discussed among their ranks since, of course, this somewhat is a substantive issue not to be taken lightly, and since it was only introduced by, I guess, 15, I guess they had all the minority members on, whether I'm not sure that I want to myself, but it might be tasteful to extend the courtesy to the body for other members to co-sponsor that bill.
Representative Urien?
Just as I suspected, Mr. Bradley never listens to anything that's said on this floor. That's what I said in my first presentation, Mr. Bradley. I extend to you a personal invitation to put your signature on the bill before us.
Before recognizing any further members under special orders, I think at one point that I had recommended to the members that they wait until special orders to comment on legislation introduced that day. I think a point was also raised one time earlier in the session that those comments don't extend necessarily to debate on bills that are properly before committees. However, Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, may I have the privilege of the floor to comment on the same subject, and I will not debate the issue.
Without objection, you have the floor, Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I was only thinking, considering the political cast of the administration and of the majority party back in Washington, and considering the interest of the economy for the state, perhaps only the Democratic members of the legislature should go back.
Representative Gardner.
Mr. Speaker, I'm under committee announcements. Are we there yet?
Not quite. Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, following up on Representative Parr's idea, I had that original thought myself, but now realizing that the interest is with the minority, I think we can save twice as much money if we limit it just to the minority and give them one-way tickets.
Any further special orders? Committee announcements. Representative Gardner.
Mr. Speaker, the Judiciary Committee will be meeting at 3 o'clock today on the criminal code. And again, I'd like to announce that even though we're having a long weekend, we're going to have a hearing in Anchorage on Saturday at 9 a.m. on the criminal code.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, tomorrow morning the House Labor Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. in the committee room to consider House Bill 724 relating to independent contractors of the state. And we'll have before us a defect-free version of committee substitute for Senate Bill 40 relating to local hire for state municipal employees. Also, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, the House Select Committee on Telecommunications will meet in room 207 of the Assembly for an informal discussion of House Bill, I don't have the number in front of me. Anyway, the TV, or the Satellite Users Association. It's House Bill 545, possibly a preliminary discussion of the bill I referred to under special orders, and discussion update on other committee topics. We hope, but we're not sure, that we'll have the report from the Governor's Office of Telecommunications on the TV demonstration project at that meeting.
Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, House State Affairs at 1:15 this afternoon will be taking up two bills by Representative Cotton on dog mushing. House Bill 411 providing for grants of championship dog mushing and with an appropriation.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, the House will meet at 3 this afternoon. We have House Bill 519, persons with developmental handicaps, and the Governor's Commission on the Development of the Disabled will be testifying.
Representative Osterbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Resource Committee will meet today at 1:30, taking up House Bill 591, authorizing unauthorized parking on state property. House Bill 710, general obligation bond to fishery management.
Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, Finance Committee will meet at 1:15. Consider House Bill 735, special appropriation in the City of Sandpoint for runway. Senate Bill 144, cost of doing business in the state. House Bill 25, accrediting unused sick leave to retirement pay. And House Bill 672, appropriation to the Office of the Governor.
Further announcements? Representative Swanson.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to remind the members that I am on my second go-round in the Resources Committee, and if anybody has an interest, better get with it.
Referring Representative Swanson to the Finance Committee Subcommittee on the Resources Budget. The further business to come before the House, Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'm not aware who the Speaker of the Democratic Luncheon is today, but I presume that there will be a meeting. I'm advised it's Senator Curtula will be speaking today. Governor Curtula, right. And that, of course, is at noon at the Baranoff. I've also been asked to announce, Mr. Speaker, that Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m., that's tonight, the Iditarod film and slide presentation will be made at the State Museum. And, of course, there's naturally no charge for members who would like to see that film and slide presentation. If there's nothing further to come before the body, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, the House is adjourned.